Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Ayin Beis in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini, in beginning of Halacha Zay. Says the Mishnah, Mi sheyesh lo 200 zuz, a person who owns 200 zuz, lo yitoy leket shiricha upeyo umayse oni. He's not considered to be poor. To take the leket shiricha upeyo that we learned throughout the Masechta, the matanos of the anim that you have in the field, and should not take maise oni, 10% of the maise oni that you take in the third and sixth year of the cycle of Shemitah. And the reason why specifically 200 zuz, because that's the amount that Chachamim had a shear, that will what a oni needs in order to survive, in order to live a full year. Says the Mishnah, you know my time chosed din, if he has 200 less one dinner, so then he's allowed to take matas anim. Afilu elef noistim aloi kaches, can take even 1,000 in one shot, Harezeito, he could take it. Meaning, we don't give matas anim, we don't give the present, we don't give tzedakah to oni who has 200. He has 199, then he can have tzedakah. Once he can take tzedakah, he can take as much as they give him. Hayum mushkonim ksuas ishto yabal chayv. A person has money, but it's a collateral to his loan or to his ksuvo, so he can't really use it. Harezeito, he's allowed to take tzedakah. Ein mechayv imoyso limkor his base of his kletesh mishop. You don't make the oni sell his house, sell the vessels that he's using in order to not take tzedakah. So if he has money, but the money is not liquid, and he needs to use it for his own personal needs, you don't make him sell his needs in order to be able to have the cash and not to take ma'aseh oni. Says the Gemara, Chad Talmid min de Rebbe. There was a Talmid of Rebbe, Yulim Matayim Chosar Dinar. He had 199. And Rebbe went and going with him to be able to take to go once every 3 years to take out Maisa Oni, which they take on the third and sixth years. Often some of the Talmidim were a little bit jealous of him, doesn't explain why, and they went and they gave him one dinar in order for him to have 200. Now he has 200, he can't take Maisa Oni. Also, by Mizaki Mesa came a Rebbe and told the Talmid, come, let's go take my sonny. Only Rebbe easily sure, he says, I'm sorry, but now I have 200. Omazim Makas Pushim Noguboy. This is called Makas Pushim, mentioned also in Sechet Soito. Makas Pushim means that someone who pretends to be a tzaddik, but he's really not. The Talmidim, everybody sees, wow, they give another dinner to the oni. But really, what they caused them is that this oni cannot take anymore, Matasani. Ramaz the Talmudim, so he called his Talmudim. Ve'aluni likfilin, they brought him into a grocer. Ve'chasruni chad kart, and they made him use one dinar, a portion of his 200. Ve'zoke imei eich ma de'ava yolif. And he went and took with him ma'isa, what he usually used to take before. Mishpachas antabilo hoiso b'Yushalayim, there was this family in Yushalayim. Meaning he had a yichus to Arden Yevusi, an important family. Once Chachom gave him a lot of money, Shesh Mois Kikar Zov, and this is what the Gemara is going to say soon, that the idea is the oni needs to get based on his importance, his chashivas, that's the amount of money you give. But here the chiddush was, there was a condition. They didn't tell. They told him you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. The Ma'aseh Oni. Tavudash m'sharecha b'sharecha. They did gzarshovim b'sharecha of Ma'aseh Sheni. L'rabbis Yerushalayim. They tell you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. They say your Ma'aseh Sheni. You can't take it out of Yerushalayim. Also, the Ma'aseh give to the Oni. You can't take it out of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara. Tani Ma'aseh b'hilul hazoket story. Hazoket shalkach le'oni ben toivim. He took to a poor man, a poor kid who was from an important family. Sus echo lis amopoi, a horse to ride on it, vehevet lishamshari, and a slave to serve him. In other words, it gave him whatever he was used to have. Shum maise ban shagoli, there was a story on shagoli, shum malim zoken echod, they used to bring to his old man, litro bosot siporim bechol yoim, meat of a bird, of a litro was a certain size, every single day, because they would do shchita for him in this very expensive meat. Vehev shaken, he can eat that much. He was very Easternist. He was very spoiled, and he was not able to eat with other people. So you need to give him this his own meat every single day. Tani, if he uses gold vessels, They changed it around. They told him, stop using gold, start using silver. Klei kesef, noisim l'klei nechoshes. If he's using silver, they make him use copper. Klei nechoshes, noisim l'klei zchuchis. If not nechoshes, you give him to use glass. Glass and silver you don't take away from him, that you don't downgrade, and that's something that you can continue using. Reb Chaim points out, we know in the Mishnah it says that you don't make him sell his stuff. So here, why are you telling him to downgrade? So he answers, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, so that you don't make him sell anything. But if he wants to take from the kupa, he wants to come and collect money in the distribution that's done for Anim, the money that the city is giving to Anim, that he needs to sell, he needs to downgrade, not use very expensive items. Something more about Tani, we learn that Mishtamish beklei milos, noisim beklei milos. If he's used to using klei milos, that's expensive material, you could continue giving it to him. Similar, kam begufoi, kam b'shein ugufoi. Clothing he puts on his body, that you can't tell him to downgrade. But a vessel that he's using for food, that you could tell him. Chad min elin din ashioso, there was a prisoner from the house of the Nosi. Itdechas min ichose, he lost his money. They gave him to eat in clay vessels. If he was eating and he was throwing up, he couldn't eat it because he saw it coming in clay vessels. The doctor told him, he says, you should know, anytime you had your very expensive food when you were rich, what do you think they actually cooked the food? They cooked it in clay. They served it in beautiful dishes, but they cooked it in clay. So if so, achil milavta, just go eat from the pot and pans. And you're not going to get disgusted because the only reason you don't like what you're eating is because it comes in different plates. So, but you should know that the cookie is done the same way. So then you just eat from the pot and pan. It will not, it will be something that you will be able to eat and not throw it up. If you have, he has money, but the money is collateral. So then it could still take tzedakah. Says the Gemara, that clear if the Baal Choyv is doichik, meaning he's trying to enforce the loan, and he's coming after the person to pay him back. What happens to Baal Choyv? He gives him time. He says, pay me whenever you can. In that case, you also say he could take from the Matar Sadim. So when he's waiting, let's learn from the first part of the Mishnah. We compare Ksuva to Baal Choyv. A woman is not forcing the loan to extract the loan. She doesn't get her ksuva until the husband either dies or divorces her. So right now it's the money that you can use. So you see still the ksuva isha is considered to be money which is obligated to somebody else. And you can't tell him to use that money. So the same thing about chayv she'ino doichik. So the Mishnah doesn't have to sell his vessels. The proper thing is a person should have clothing. One clothing for the weekday, one clothing for Shabbos. You have a special clothing for Shabbos. My time, what's the source? Nomi told Rus, go and take a shower, clean yourself, and wear your clothes. She was naked. What does it mean, wear your clothes? Told her, go wear Shabbos clothing. Because you have to have a special clothing for Shabbos. Kadash of Smaloi Bitzibur, and Smaloi taught him to his Talmidim, Bochun Chavrai the Kuvle, so the Talmidim cry in front of him. Omuli Rebbe Katifatinu Bechol, Kachatif Asinu Shabbos, we don't have a special clothing for Shabbos. Our clothing, it's the same clothing we use during the week and on Shabbos. Omuli Nafal Pikid, Sechibatim Lishanos, you still have to do some change. Don't wear the clothes the same way you wear during the weekday. The Chaim brings it, what brought down the Gemara, he says you have to lower your clothes down, make it a little lower. So it looks more choshev, it looks more Shabbos-dik. Minado, what's the source? The same source we said before. Ferachatz, v'sach, t'sam, sim, v'saych, alaych. And before the Gemara goes to Dasha, the Gemara just mentions, v'irata, v'irata, goyrin. It says, v'irata, t'ksiv. The ksiv is with a yod, v'irata, t'i. Omele, s'chusi, t'ired, imoch. Nomi tells Rus, my s'chus will go with you for you to be successful. And then the Gemara goes back to the drasha. V'artilo, hava, was she naked when she told her to get dressed? Meaning we're clothing Shabbos clothing. So if so, even someone does not have Shabbos clothing, he needs to do some change in order for it to be nikar, to be clear that he's wearing special clothes in honor of Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Ayin Beis.